Hi there, Becky. How's everything going down at the shelter today?
Well, we are busy, busy, and I looked up at the clock. I'm not there, but I'm home doing things, and I looked at the clock, and I thought, oh, my goodness, and I could hear you talking, but I'm, you know, I kind of wait till the news is over, and then all of a sudden, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, he's waiting for me to call.
Mm-hmm, just sitting
so
here,
here I am.
Just sitting here tapping my toes and waiting for you to call, but there you are.
Here I am.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be able to visit on this morning that's a little cooler and just a tad bit of rain, but kind of it's lovely. So anyway, we're busy at the shelter as always and have some good stories to tell about adoptions and all kinds of things.
Well, tell us who got their forever homes this week.
All right, and it was on Facebook page, and it showed, we try to show the adoptions, but two of our little puppies got adopted. One has been named Squirt, little black lab mix, and this couple came in over the weekend. It was my weekend to work, and they came in and fell in love with Squirt, but they wanted to go home and get their dog, bring their dog back for a meet and greet, and they're not even from our community. They're from another community, and I really thought she said Winfield, but I don't want to be quoted on that because I can't really remember, but all I know is they had been watching us on Facebook and saw a couple of dogs that they thought were really cute, so they drove over to, this is what's great, is that we do have, you know, people in the surrounding area that do watch our Facebook. Anyway, Squirt got along great with their dog, so he is now in a happy, happy home. Two young couple, so it's great.
Can I guess how he got his name, Squirt?
Squirt. We called him Squirt.
I'm guessing maybe he had a little problem with his potty training, perhaps?
Well, you know, that will come.
Yeah.
You know, we always have to kind of
with the name. The name will stick with him through his whole life now, though.
We always like to say, well, they try very hard to keep their kennel clean,
yeah,
or they do a good job of keeping it. You know, we can't just say, well, they're housebroken.
Yeah.
That's not always the case.
Right.
We sure try to give them the best.
It's a work in progress.
Yes. And then the other little fellow that got adopted is one of our little shepherd mixes. There were two of them, and he was also adopted. And a kitty cat was adopted.
Oh.
One of our tuxedos, a little tuxedo, black tuxedo kitten, was adopted. So three adoptions came in, and that's always a happy dance when that happens.
Reason to celebrate, definitely.
Absolutely. And we're still full. We have lots of animals still available. So not to say we can't come up with someone that will fit the bill with a new family, and I know it's this August to me is just a busy, busy month. You've got fair and rodeo, you have school starting, and sometimes, you know, our adoptions kind of go down in this month because people have other priorities and even maybe even taking vacations the last month before school starts. So don't forget us that we're there, and maybe you'd like to start the school year off with your child getting a pet and learning the responsibilities that go with it.
Yeah. I mean, the thought of having a doggie or a kitty to come home to at the end of a long school day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's stressful on these kids when they go back to school. I taught first grade for 29 years. So
oh, my.
I know, it's very, very stressful, and it's very rewarding. But, boy, that first month of school, it's rough on all of us.
Dealing with the doggies and kitties is probably a lot easier, less stressful than dealing with first graders. Yeah.
Just think, you know, if they go to school and they've had a rough day and they come home and they've got that cute little wiggly person waiting for them or meowing at them,
mm-hmm.
it would sure make their time at school a little easier to think about.
Yeah, I've got that too. So when I get home, the boy cat, Monty, he's happy to see me. You know, he's just like, hi, how you doing, Dad? The kitten is too busy looking for people to murder. But the 9-year-old tortoiseshell, she just loves me up for a good 10 minutes or so until she's satisfied that I'm home for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
She'll, like, get up on the back of the recliner and kiss me and rub me and just purr and jump in my lap. She's the one that misses me the most. I get a better greeting from her than I do my own wife.
Well, you know, sometimes that does happen, I know, and I think some of it is, when you're both working, you come home and you're still kind of got your mind on, you forget to be, you know, they come in and, hi, honey, how's your day? Or something like that.
Yeah.
The dog or the cat, they are always remembering to greet you at the door. I love coming home and having my little gal. She just wiggles and comes up to me, and she's so happy to see me. And it's so comforting.
Right.
But, I hope that everyone gets to have that joy at least once in their life.
Well, so, you're going to tell us who's on the list for adoptions this week.
I will. Now, as I said, Oksana is our new director, and she's picking out like three or four names of the dogs and three or four of the cats and kittens, and that way she thinks that maybe that particular animal might stick out someone's mind, and she's done a really good job about getting our animals posted on Facebook, and it's more frequent and it's more up to date. So, you know, we're housing about 60 animals right now, so when I name off my eight or so, that's just a drop in the bucket that he's actually available out there. And I'm going to start with the dogs. We've got Tegan. Tegan is beautiful. She's a Calahoo mix, or maybe pure. We don't know these things. But her coloration is absolutely gorgeous. She's this brown and white, merle, marble, camouflage color. I've just never seen one quite as pretty as she is. Mm-hmm. They're a good cattle dog. She's about 9 months old. She's dog friendly. The favorite thing about her is that she smiles. You see these dogs that come up and you're talking to them, all of a sudden they kind of bare their teeth and you're thinking, oh dear. But no, it's a smile.
That's how you know she's happy.
Yeah, she's just so happy. She's got so much energy. And like you go up to the, you walk her outside and you put her in the outside kennel so she can do her business stuff. And then when it's time for her to come in, you start walking towards her and she just runs at that gate and she flips in the air and lands. I mean, she's great. She's great. She is available. She is a $75 adoption because she's not been spayed or neutered. And with that cost, I want to remind people, whatever their adoption cost is, that covers their shots, their worming, their rabies, and the spay and neuter. It doesn't include the chip. That's something that they need to do on themselves. But there's a lot of vaccinations and care that have gone into that amount that we ask. Another favorite out there is Domino, and I even put Domino on my page. This is a darling dog. She's black and white.
Like a domino.
He's a facet mix. So he's got body length, maybe half of a facet hound. He's got the long ears. He's got that long face, those little droopy eyes. And he is a doll. And he's about 10 months old. He does keep his kennel clean. Now, I'm a witness to that because I was out there this weekend. He loves toys. I gave him like two or three little stuffed animals. And he laid down on his blanket. He was just playing. And so I tried to take a picture of him. But I didn't want to open up the gate because then I was kind of sneaking up with my camera. And so he could see me, and it kind of startled him. So he kind of sits up, and so I get a picture of him. And I think it's adorable. It's just because he kind of has this sad look on his face.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I posted on my Facebook page. He has great manners. He's calm. He walks very well on a leash. He has a great temperament. He gets along with the cats, which that's a good one, and other dogs. And I just know he's going to find that perfect home because he's just one of the leaders of the pack out there right now, as far as I'm concerned. And then we have Macho, black and white terrier mix, 2 years old, lots of high energy, and he loves to climb fences. So that's probably why he's with us, is because maybe they couldn't keep him in the fence and he kind of got away.
Mm-hmm.
So he would do best in a home that would regularly exercise him and teach him the leash. Keep him exercised, keep him happy, and he won't want to do those kind of things.
Right.
His favorite thing about him is he will jump in your arms. He'll take a running leap, and in your arms he goes. Now, he's not very big, so it's not like you're being attacked by, a black lab or something.
Yeah.
But,
brace yourself, here I come.
Yeah. So, you might want to take that into consideration if you're thinking about maybe Macho. And then the next one that she talked about is Carmel. Pan, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Pan and brown and white shepherd mix. She's about 5 months old. She's kind of shy at first, but it didn't take her long to warm up to you. And the favorite thing about her is she's got freckles across her snout.
Ah.
So she's just a doll. Yeah, she's a sweetheart. So those are the ones that she picked out that, she wanted me to kind of spend some time on. And, maybe I'd hit somebody's heart string about, that sounds like a cool dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come out and see us and see what you think. Cats. Nancy is a domestic short-haired tabby with white paws. She loves treats. She loves playing with pet toys. She's about 4 months old. Her adoption rate would be 55. Cats are 55. But because she's so young, we would have to charge a $30 deposit fee the state requires. But once she's spayed, then you bring the certificate in and you get $30.
Right.
That's a good plan because we just need to keep all these unwanted litters out.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's a good deal. And, you know, that would be my dream world is to have a veterinarian service there at the clinic, you know, there at the shelter, right on site, and that way we could do the spay and neutering, and so any animal that left the shelter would be ready to go, and we wouldn't have to even hesitate about adoption. But that's a dream world. Okay, back to reality. Then we have Tot. Tot is a domestic short-haired tabby, orange and white coat. She's a little skittish, but she's very young. She's only 3 months old, you know, 12 weeks, so it just takes some tender loving care.
Oh, yeah.
What she needs.
She'll come around, yeah.
She will. And, you know, that's where the volunteers come in, and it's so very important because those volunteers can come out, and sometimes maybe they're not physically able to walk dogs, but they can certainly sit in a chair and hold a kitten, a plate of a kitten, interact. That's such good for social skills. So someone that's a cat lover that says, well, I don't know what I could do out there. Well, there you go. That's a perfect job. And it would make you feel good, too, to sit there and love on a kitten. So.
Indeed. Anybody else on the list there, kitty cat-wise?
I'm sorry, what?
Anybody else on the list there, kitty cat-wise?
One more.
Okay.
Cheetah is a short-haired tabby, gray and white, gray and black. He's got a great personality, and he just purrs really loud when he gets affection, and he's about 5 months old. And, of course, as I said, many, many more can be offered, and that's the list that she kind of wanted me to talk about. I'll remind everyone we've switched our hours around, so making it more convenient for people to come out and visit in the evenings. We are there from 4:30 to 7, Monday through Friday. Now, Saturday and Sunday, we're there in the afternoons from 1 to 4. Someone's always there in the morning. That's cleaning time, so we don't, you know, really stop to help people at that time. But I went out the other day, and there was a lady that was waiting for someone to show up to leave us a bag of cat food, which we really appreciated. So I want to remind everyone that it's safe just to sit at the door if no one's there. Leave us a note, tell us who you are, you know, so we can thank you. But donations are always welcome. And the guys across the street at the water waste treatment plant, they keep a good eye on that shelter. So they know if there's something not right going on. So anyway,
even if you can't adopt somebody, you can certainly take the time to leave a bag of food or some blankets or some toys or some kitty litter.
Right. It's pretty much a given. Everyone kind of knows the things that we go through, but school's starting, and sometimes you just maybe need to come out and get some relief on the weekend with the kids, bring them out, let them tour the place, and hold a kitten or pet a puppy, and just the more people out there, the more exposure we have. That's what we're wanting, is to get these animals placed in a forever loving home.
All right, Becky from Coffeyville Friends of Animals, thanks for letting us know how the fur babies are doing, the doggos and the Kit Kats. They sound like they're being well taken care of as they sit and wait for that right person to come along to fall in love with them and take them to their forever home. We'll chat you up again next week right here on the Mighty 690 KGGM.